Massachusetts Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education Mitchell Chester died last night after a battle with cancer. He was 65 years old. Chester was the nation's longest-serving education commissioner. WBUR's Max Larkin has a look at his legacy.
When Mitchell Chester came to Massachusetts in 2008, he was already devoted to education reform and to high-stakes testing. For years, Chester did double duty as commissioner and as the chairman of the board behind PARC, a standardized test aligned with the Common Core curriculum. He hoped to see that test replace the MCAS in Massachusetts. But after Governor Charlie Baker and many state educators opposed that change, Chester backed down. The board settled on a hybrid test known as MCAS 2.0, first implemented this past year.
He could easily have been wedded to his original position, but he never let that happen.
State Secretary of Education Jim Pizer says it's proof that Chester listened to opponents and put Massachusetts children first. Board Chairman Paul Sagan sat next to Chester at monthly board meetings and says he was always impressed with Chester's patience, even when confronted with shouts of criticism.
And I would often say later, don't you just want to yell back? And he would say, you know, they cared enough and they have something they're concerned about and I will try to learn from it.
Chester was sworn in under Democratic Governor Deval Patrick in 2008, but stayed on after Republican Charlie Baker took over in 2015. Chester's pragmatism and that bipartisan support made him the nation's longest-serving chief state school officer at the time of his death. At times, educators and parents protested Chester's reliance on testing and his decision to take over some of the state's lowest-performing schools and districts, like Lawrence and Holyoke. But colleagues say Chester made those decisions only after the need for change was evident. Again, Jim Pizer.
He had to make some very difficult and, in many cases, courageous decisions, which were very unpopular in many circles, but very necessary at the same time.
At his swearing in 2008, Chester said Massachusetts schools were the envy of educators nationwide. And according to many of last year's test scores, at least, they still are. First in the nation on advanced placement tests, and even world class in reading and science on the international PISA exam. But Paul Sagan says Chester still came into the office every day looking to do better. And in that way, he participated in Massachusetts' success.
It's easy to forget that we didn't always have the best public schools in the country, and Mitchell is a big reason.
State officials have announced that Deputy Commissioner Jeff Wolfson will take over as acting commissioner. Today's board meeting was shortened because of the news of Chester's passing, but it was supposed to be the latest in an annual tradition under his data-driven leadership. A year-in-review meeting, where the board reviewed the state's impressive numbers and searched, as Mitchell Chester often did, for room for improvement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.